Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday, the 3rd of July. Very big and exciting day today. And nothing to do with football because Ultimate's open, Scotty boy. The Ultimate members area has opened. A lot of hard work. I'll get a few thank yous in. How are you, Scott? You're right, by the way.
Dobre rano preteli.
What the fuck's that now?
That's Czech for good morning, my friend.
Holy smart. Honestly, I mean, I don't even know what it's a baseball cap on backwards, but it looks like he's got a black skull cap on with a background of Gareth Southgate, and I don't even know what the shirt is. Henley,
Henley.
yeah, what's that?
Well, the make, I think.
Is it? I've no idea. You just every day you just look more ridiculous. It's just getting worse.
It's actually a smart top. And the other one was Good Morgen Min Ven, but I couldn't really say it right, which is Danish. So that's why I went with the Czech.
I'm not over sure you said the Czech one right, if I'm honest.
Probably not, but I didn't realise you were an expert.
I'm fluent in many languages, son, as I've shown over this pod over a number of years. Polish is my favourite, but not that one.
Oh,
But
right,
yes, yeah,
okay.
so back to some common sense anyway. Yeah, so the ultimate members area is open. I made a video. I didn't see. I missed sacrifice the football last night to make a video. If you see what time I made an introductory video from, I was doing that while the Belgium Italy game. I didn't get to see that. Miss that. I have got some thank yous. I want to thank you, Scotty. You've helped me with a bit of data research. I want to thank Dave, Ryan, Art, Chris, Esteban, Alistair, and Neil. And Neil is the voice of the new videos. We thought we'll get rid of me, and I've got some new videos on there which Neil has done. Yeah, thank you all. I know I can be a bit of a demanding, annoying individual at times, and I've driven a few of you mad, but particularly Ryan yesterday. Ryan was getting some stick yesterday, I'll be honest. But we're there and it's open. So people who've joined, you should be able to log in. I've sent you an email this morning with an introductory video. If you can't get in, or if you haven't had that email, drop me one. Please be patient because it is always a busy day for queries and nonsense. Got to get a birthday out of the way because we're not doing a pod tomorrow, Scott. There's nothing tomorrow, is there?
No.
Yeah. Go to Tuesday. Don't I've got my ticket. Got my ticket yesterday. To
Oh, excellent.
Spain,
And you
Italy.
got the game that you wanted as well, so.
Yeah, Spain, Italy, be good. It is. I've become quite good friends of mine. I like these two. It was Scotty Blaber's birthday the other day. He was talking garbage about his age, but it's his. It's Kim's Kim Kardashian of FTS, Kerry Blaber's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Kevin Kelly tells me she's 50. I'm not sure. I'm not. Why spoil a good story with the truth? We'll just go with that.
Yeah.
I popped up and had a quick drink with them on Thursday afternoon, just a little birthday drink in London. Suggsy popped up. He just talks a lot of old shit, that boy. And it just reminded me, I'd say I didn't get to see the game last night. I did see the goal. I saw that ridiculous bit of Immobile. What was all that about?
That was crazy.
See, that's there.
Embarrassing.
That it is embarrassing. That there, just that's why people don't like football. That should just be instantly should be banned for the next game.
Yeah.
They should retrospectively look at that because it's just clear trying to cheat. Absolutely horrendous. But I understand from was it BBC last night? Was it Danny Murphy?
It might have been, I'm not sure.
Well, what did you watch it in Czech or something then?
Well, the first game I was working, as you know,
Yeah.
so I but the second game, I did watch the second, but it wasn't Danny Murphy, it definitely wasn't Danny Murphy in the second match.
Oh, I thought so. I thought I saw somewhere on one of the FTS
I don't know
chats.
if he was in the first because I only had it on in the
Danny
peripherals.
Murphy and Danny Murphy does talk some complete and utter bollocks.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I mean, I've said it before, I'm not a fan of all these ex-players. I don't know why we can't just have a commentator. I don't know why they've got to ask a bloke next to them for another. It's mental
Yeah.
office expert insight, but they just trying to fill time and end up talking shit. And he is a specialist at it. I mean, that
Oh,
one
he is.
with that Spain penalty when he went, he has caught him, but it doesn't matter. Well, it fucking does, Danny, because that's why they
Yeah.
have you fucking idiot. But old Suggsy Thursday, we're having a little drink and oh no, Danny, he's good, Danny Murphy. He's brilliant. He's brilliant. That's all we need to know about Suggsy. And I had a plant burger.
A plant burger?
Yeah, I had one of these burgers. You know, they're sort of like we're all going to... The planet is going to implode if we carry on eating meat.
I was thinking it was just they were planted around the venue that you're eating in.
No, just it's made out of daisies and dandelions and stuff like that. They make these plant burgers now.
Right, okay.
It was actually really nice.
Was it?
Yeah, honestly, I had it to see what it was like. It's absolutely, you couldn't tell the difference, thoroughly tasty. But when I ordered it, Suggsy looked at me like I was an alien. He looked at me like I was an alien. And then he'd ordered fish and chips, so his fish and chips came out, big bit of cod. And my plant burger came out, and he looked at it. He just kept looking odd at it like I was mental. He said, look at the size of it. He said, look at the size of that compared to that. So now he was comparing a burger to a bit of cod. I thought, well, even if it was made of meat, it's not going to be as big as a bit of cod, is it?
No.
I'm actually starting to worry about the boy because I think he is losing the plot completely.
Did you give him a battering?
Oh, my God. Don't you start. I should pair you two up. But, yeah, anyway, all that. Happy birthday for tomorrow, Kerry. Kim Kardashian, FTS Blaber, have a lovely birthday, and I hope Scotty looks after you. That's it. I think I've done all the announcements. Shall we get into some football now?
That would be the ultimate, Ian.
Oh, very good. Fucking hell. Have you had a lot of sleep or something last night, have you?
I had a bit of a restless night, I think.
Right, how did we get on last night? I honestly don't even know how we got on with our bets.
Spain, unfortunately, didn't go well for me. I did them to score two, and that was it. They only scored one. They scored after 7-8 minutes.
They won on penalties. I didn't see any of that game at all. So.
Yeah, they weren't good in 90 minutes. It was strange. They after 1-0, I think they thought it was done.
Right.
So they didn't attack with really any conviction. Morata, they took off after 55 minutes. He wasn't injured or anything, and then it went 1-1. I thought, oh great, that's because I did the over 2.5. We got a half a point back off that, and then and then they got down to 10 men. Switzerland after 77 minutes, and Spain were then missing chances because obviously they didn't want to go to extra time. And then extra time, Moreno missed probably two or three really easy chances again, and it was yet again the Spain. How poor are we? Putting our chances away show again.
Yeah, I mean, I said in the morning, didn't I, about you just, I mean, it's almost worth telling David Villa to flipping dust himself off again.
Yeah.
The front line, I mean, the games I've watched with them, I can't remember whether I watched two or three of their games, but all the ball attacking and looked at, so I know they have scored five in a couple.
Yeah, but they in those games they scored five, they probably should have scored 10.
Yeah, but just seemed to be so wasteful and not having a top striker. A Harry Kane they need. I mean, Harry Kane has a.
I think that could come to haunt them in a game where, like Italy, where you might only get two or three chances. That could. Whereas they're getting 13 of them, they're going to put a few away. Whereas when they're getting one, two, or three, I think it could catch them out.
And Italy, again, I didn't really see that. I saw the key. I saw the goal. I saw the Immobile thing on Twitter.
Yeah.
He played Chiesa. As we said, a lot quicker.
Yeah, and it made a difference. They were fantastic. It was great because as soon as straight from kickoff, both just went at it. Whereas Belgium v Portugal was like a chess match. For whatever reason, Belgium went for it as well. Italy deservedly took the lead. And that was obviously, that was part of the pod. I said that if they did take the lead, I would fancy there to be over two and a half goals in the game. And obviously that landed in the first half. And what it was good is that even at 1-0, unlike Belgium v Portugal, they just kept going for it, Italy.
Oh,
true. Deservedly scored a second. And then towards the end of the half, Belgium got a late penalty.
I'm looking at the overall market now. Italy joint favourites with England, but obviously England to play tonight. So if they win that, they'll go.
And if you've got anything, because what we did do is anyone that did the outright, didn't you? You laid Italy. Yeah. I got 2.48 in the end, so we risked 1.5 points just about. So that lost, but obviously you're going to probably do something maybe with their outright.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see come Tuesday before to see what the price settles at Tuesday. Make a decision there either. I mean, if England go out, then they might go shorter I don't think England will go out. I'm just saying if they did, then obviously that market will just sit on that and wait and see what happens. So did my 1.5, did I get anything matched in that? I didn't even get the bet on myself because I was doing these ultimate files, so I didn't even have a bet yesterday. Oh, he's gone quiet.
Yeah, he did. He did, but only two parts were matched.
Okay, two parts, remove liability. Good.
Won just 0.29 points.
Well, it all helps, and
better than what I did, so.
Right, we've got to get on with this. I can't look at that picture of Southgate behind you any longer. Let's move on. Right, so today we have, first up, Czech Republic playing Denmark. Czech Republic, maybe a bit of a surprise to see them here. I think that would be fair to say.
It would.
But won quite well in the last game. Not proving quite tough to beat. You know, even a team like England struggled. I know England haven't gone at it, but struggled 1-0. Playing Denmark, who obviously we keep saying it's sort of story of the tournament with what happened. Game one, absolutely fantastic in beating Wales. I know Wales didn't turn up, but scored four, didn't they? Put four past them. When England are sort of being touted as get to the final, I think Denmark are going to be a tough team to get by. I know it's likely to be at Wembley and it will probably be England Denmark, I think. But I don't think they're going to be, I don't think they're going to be a walkover for anybody. I do think Denmark win this tonight. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think this is a sort of, this could be a one all go to extra time type game for me. But I think Denmark are going to come out. Start to get a feeling. I'm not a massively superstitious man, but you start to get a feeling that something special might be happening with this Denmark team, given what happens. Certainly going all out for it. So I do think Denmark are favourites at 2.2. Czechs are 4, draws 3.3. I do think it'll be Denmark or maybe a draw in 90 minutes and Denmark go through, but I do think we'll see a couple of goals. So I'm having my over 1.5 goals here, Scotty. Wait 20 minutes if it is 0-0. Back over 1.5 goals, 1 point, but break it into three parts, 20-27-35. If any part is matched, then remove your liability and have a free bet on the second goal. If that goal comes too late, that it can only be left for red, let it run and hope we get the second goal late on to get the full max amount. That's it for me. It's over to you, son. That's it.
Right, okay. I'll start the Czech Republic. Made it through to the quarterfinals after knocking out the Netherlands 2-0. I do feel without the red card to the Dutch on 55 minutes, the Dutch were the more likely winners from what we had seen before that. The Czechs have played well, of course, and De Ligt was the last man and right to go off, unfortunately, as Schick would have been through on goal had De Ligt not fallen to the ground and clawed at the ball and stopped him going through. This is the Czechs' fourth quarterfinals in the last 7 Euro Championship appearances as an independent nation. The head-to-head shows their games are usually very tight. 5 of the last 6 ended in 0-0 or 1-1. And okay, 4 of the games were friendlies. And the other two were qualified for the 2014 World Cup, which saw Denmark win 3-0 away and got a 0-0 at home. As far as Denmark, much like you said, made it to these quarterfinals after a very convincingly easy 4-0 win v Wales. They were truly excellent that day and really seemed to have been galvanised by the positive news to Christian Eriksen. They've played like a team possessed in their last two games, scoring 4 in each and looking fantastic. I think most people will have Denmark as their second side or even their first now if they're out like the Germany, Scotland, Wales, etc, etc. This is the first time they've reached the quarterfinal since 2004. They have led 1-0 at halftime in their last 3 and scored first in 7 of the last 9 internationals played. And at these Euros have won at least 6 more corners than their opponents in 3 of their 4 games if people like corners. It's interesting stat that Denmark are the only side left in the last 8 that have had at least 6 shots on target in all 4 of their games so far. As far as the selection, similar line to yourself, match over 2 goal line. So if there's only 2, we get our full stake back. 1.84 the exchange, 1.81 bet 365, 1.78 marathon bet. Sporting index go 2.2 to 2.4, so you need 3 if you're a buyer. Denmark come into this, mentioned already scoring 4 in the last 2, and including their four Euro games, their last 20 competitive games averaged 3.25 goals. The Czech Republic's last 20 games, which includes these four of the Euros, averaged 2.8. And here, three of their four so far would have seen our state return for the selection at least. And that's me for the game.
Okay, mate. Well, best of luck with them. I do think you see a couple of guys. I did some numbers this morning. I think the overs is overpriced here, so I do think we'll see a couple of goals.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, I think the Czechs will prove tough to break down, but I'm going with the craft of the Danish to get them through, to bring home the bacon. I get it there. That's one of yours, that is.
I was trying for a retort, but I couldn't think of one.
Right, and then we have Ukraine up against England. Ukraine 9.4, England 1.47, the draw 4.6. I was looking at this midweek, just looking at the numbers, but the price for England to reach the final sort of straight after the final whistle the other night was 1.88. It's been backed into 1.7 now. I still think it's a bit short. I think England are short to win this when you sort of project the odds forward. I just think that but I expected that to happen with the fact that people, you know, they always get overbacked anyway, with people getting a bit too many lagers in them and getting a bit too carried away. And as I say, all week people, a lot of people have sort of had them down as they must get to the final and thinking they're probably going to win it. I still have to tell people I don't want to be a doom monger, but I will be very, very, very surprised if England win this tournament. I think they've got a great chance to get to the final, but I'll be very surprised. I do think Italy will beat Spain. I think Italy are going to win this.
You're not sure England will bring home the bacon?
Well, why would they? It's not Danish, is it, son? Danish is bacon. Why would England bring home the bacon?
But it's still a saying, isn't it? Bring home the bacon.
But I did it because it was Danish. They're famous for bacon. They're only famous for two things: Carlsberg and bacon. That's it. That's all they've got about them. And Christian Eriksen now. Honestly, can't even... You tell cracking jokes, he can't even follow them. You're the bloke who'd be sat in a Billy Connolly concert scratching your head going, what's he talking about? Flipping dearie me. Go straight over the head. He's taking the old cap off now. I was going to say, if he didn't have that cap on. Right, anyway, let's get back into this. So, obviously, who was I talking about? Ukraine. Ukraine, yeah. I think Sweden were beaten the other night, beat Swedes. Obviously, Swedes went down to 10 men. A lot of debate over whether that was a red card or not. I think in today's game, I couldn't see that there anyway. It wasn't a red card.
Yeah, I was the same.
I understand the sentiment of people with the rules, but if you're going by the letter of the law, that was a red card. So they lost Danielson, and Ukraine grabbed a last gasp winner in injury time. Suggsy actually sat and watched the game and didn't know the result the next morning, which sort of tells you.
Right, okay, that takes some doing.
The boys are shambles. Who's going to win this one? Ukraine versus England. I do think England will win. I think we're going to be a right old boring Norse fest, though, I'll be honest. I still struggle to get the image of that Ukraine game against Austria out of my head or whoever it was played. I think they're going to be really wary of England up front. England are going to play defensive anyway. I still don't think he'll change it up. He might stick with the same back three he had against Germany. But I think over 90 minutes, England's quality will come out in front. I'm expecting probably a 1-0, something like that. I don't think we're going to see a lot of excitement tonight in this game. I won't be watching. I'll be, doing something else, crochet maybe.
Taken two.
I did escape the victory the other night. I enjoyed it. I haven't got a bet in the game. I think England are probably too short to qualify, about the right price for the game, I think. Goals about right. I've got nothing. I've had a good look, nothing that interests me. So I think England to sneak through in a one that's going to get people nervy. But I think they're too good for Ukraine. So England to go through, but no bets for me, mate.
Over. Right. Okay, starting the Ukraine. Ukraine come through after extra time, scoring the winner and added on time, as you'd already said. It was a lovely cross and a header to win the game. As far as the game, I thought it was pretty even. And of the two sides that England could face today, I am far happier that it's Ukraine, as I don't think they are as good as Sweden, no matter the result. and they will give us chances like they have in the 14th against with the four teams they've played against so far. This is their first quarterfinals at a European Championship and against a side they've beaten just once in their last seven, scoring just three goals in those games and never more than one once in a game. One of those games was the 2012 Euro Championships when England won that 1-0. The Ukraine are not so good at the back either, having conceded 16 of their last 19 internationals. As far as England, England coming to this quarterfinals having deservedly beaten Germany 2-0 last time out. As we've all said, I did not agree with the team selection, like many, with eight defensive-minded players, including the goalkeeper. But we got result. And OK, we never looked like conceding with so many defensive players on, but it meant we created very little against a team that were there for the taking at the back. Greece's introduction with just 20 to play made a difference, and we did deserve to win the game. Even with Grealish's introduction, though, he still kept the eight defensive-minded players on. He removed one of the three attacking players, which was Saka, so not to affect the defensive side of the team. They are yet to concede in four games at these Euros, scoring just four goals, which is the lowest of any of the eight sides left in the quarterfinals. Well, obviously, there's not that now, but as at the quarterfinal stage. This is their third quarterfinal from their last four appearances at the Euros. Confidence will be sky high and surely expecting to win this game in Rome. I've had a look at the weather. It's going to be 28 degrees Celsius, 82.5 degrees Fahrenheit at 8 o'clock in Rome tonight. That's pretty warm. As far as the selections, I have got two.
Two, wow.
And you'll be happy with one of them. England to score two or more team goals.
Okay.
I actually got on at 8:30 this morning, 1.73 bet 365, but that's gone now. So 1.7 marathon, so that's the price I'll quote on the sheet. 1.67 bet 365 now Sky Bet, and exchange only goes 1.72. England last 20 competitive games played, which include the 4 Euros, see them score an average 2.35 goals. Of course, they did score 2 v Germany, the same team that the Ukraine lost 3-1 to in November. The Ukraine have only conceded 2 or more once so far at the Euros, and that was a 3-2 loss against the Netherlands. But in all four games, they gave chances away and are lucky, but for poor finishing, not to concede more. When I look at their form prior to the Euros in competitive games, I see their last 5 away, they conceded at least 2 in 4 of them. 2 v Serbia, 4 v Spain, 3 v Germany, and 3 v the Swiss. And then I see Sporting Index go 1.75 to 1.95 on England's team goals, which is about right in my opinion. And my next bet is Harry Kane to score any time. He is 2.24 on the exchange, really good price. Only 2.1 Unibet, 2.05 Skybet, and Bet Victor only go 1.7. He finally got some supply late on for Germany and scored his first goal of the Euros. And I can see him scoring again today against an easier team where we have a good chance of scoring a couple of goals at least. It should have done wonders for his confidence and relief to get off the mark at this fourth time of asking. And regularly you see players of Harry's class going on a scoring streak. And hopefully we see that again today. And it's great that he takes penalties, of course, as well. So, yeah, that's me.
All right, mate. Well, he got that goal the other day. That'll be him unlocked now. Not Bet Victor 1.7. That means somebody's obviously had about 20 quid at 2.2.
Yeah.
I met him, Victor Charles. I met him in Gibraltar years back. Fucking gnaws. Absolute gnaws. Not for me.
Yeah, I've got that impression from some of the posts I've seen over this pandemic and that from him as well. So
he's not for me. Yeah, it's like some of the racing guys introduced me to him. Like, you are not my cup of tea, son. And his firm are fucking awful.
Yeah.
And you put on the other one you put on at 8:30 this morning, did you? What, Julie set the alarm?
Yeah, when I was you know I get up early anyway, don't I? So
Julie set the alarm, give you a nudge, did she? Come on, Scotty.
Yeah, 6:45, she always wakes me up.
The price is going. Come on, Scotty, get up.
I always check the price, and then because I'm never quite sure what time you're going to call me, so I always check at 8:30 so it's relevant, and then I've checked them again at before this. Good timing, so.
Okay, son. Right. Yeah, I think Harry, it'll be all right, Harry. I think he's copped some unfair stick playing for a manager who's not going to get the best out of him ever.
Yeah.
Ever. He's never going to play away to suit him. That's, you know, you just resign yourself to that. Right. Well, good luck, England. I do genuinely. People keep thinking because of my dislike of Southgate, I don't want England to win. Of course,
yeah,
I
which is so far from the truth. Yeah.
Ultimately, if England win the Euros, yeah, I'd have to hold my hands up and say Southgate's got them to win the Euros.
Or will you get your waistcoat back out?
No, I will not be getting any waistcoats out. We lost one fraud last night. I've always told people Martinez is a fraud. He's gone last night. I think the only saving grace is Spurs had appointed Nuno.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah.
So we avoided him because that would have been a Dover, Whitecliff's a Dover swan dive if he'd come. but, yeah, we lost one fraud. And, he's you can only beat what's in front of you, but both the tournaments where he's got to these stages, the last two, the draw has opened up amazingly for him. He fucked one up at the World Cup. Let's see what happens here. That's all I'll say. You know, there's still three games to go and he's got to win them all. So let's see what happens. If he gets to the final, I won't be that impressed because I think looking at it now, he should get to the final.
Yeah, he should.
So, but if he wins it, I might have to suck my thumb and say something nice. I don't know. Right, that's it. I'm going to crack on because I've got a load of work to do. Queries coming in. Thank you, as always, for your time. Our next one...
thank you as well.
Our next one is Tuesday. That gives you 3 days to go and find a decent clothes shop and buy something normal.
Are you buying?
If you like. If it saves my eyes looking at this nonsense every day,
it's
yes.
It's actually a smart top.
Huh?
It's actually quite smart, this top.
Why is everything so loud with you?
I like nice colours.
I mean, look, the writing. Why do we have to have massive writing over everything?
I don't like something where there's just not much going on.
Nice, plain, subtle stuff.
I just think my clothing highlights my vibrancy and my intelligence and thing. I think.
Right, yeah, we got to go. There's people have got things to do. Right, arrivederci. You have a lovely day.
And yourself, my friend.
Tuesday, I'll speak to you before anyway. All right, bye.
Cheers, bye.